राजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रुण्वन् भित्तिदसादनं श्रीमहागणाधिपतये नमः
सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् आत्मस्वरूपबन्धुकम्. So it is really, really a very enjoyable evening, a very joyous occasion for me personally to come here and to be in your midst so soon after landing in US, and it is truly a homecoming. I do really feel like that because I do not belong to any particular family, and so I belong to every family. Therefore, I am like a member of every family. There is without any exception. And therefore, it is like you are walking into your home direct from the airport. Wherever I go, it is like homecoming. And so that keeps you very comfortable. There may be one or two physical issues, like a little jet lag, some small discomfort, the physical discomfort. Those things could be there. They are always manageable. You can manage with them. And so, I am only trying to express my joy of being in your company. Today is a very special occasion. It is celebrated as the New Year in certain parts of India today. In Andhra Pradesh and in Karnataka, Maharashtra, it is the Yugadi. In India, in Andhra Pradesh, we call it Ugadi. U pronunciation is more difficult than U, and therefore they drop Yakara, and so they say Ugadi, a kind of samprasarana. For Ya, samprasarana is not E, but kind of, it is dropped altogether. So Ugadi they say, instead of saying Yugadi, they say Ugadi. So the new year, Yuga meaning the year. So the new year, and so happy new year, that is how they say with each other, and it's a very auspicious and happy occasion. So we are meeting on such occasion, therefore obviously it is very happy occasion. And then today we are releasing a book.
So it is already being
released. The name of the book is Shraddha Mantra Pushpam. I am releasing myself. It is slated for a bigger release, more formal and official release on August 20th, when our anniversary is there. 20th or 21st, 2 days of anniversary will be there, and on one of those days Pujya Swamiji will release it. But before that, in a mini release it is. So, and this is it looks good, Shraddha Mantra Pushpam. Each one of you will get a copy free today for attending this session. And it is it has three sections in it. One is Shraddha Suktam from Rigveda, then Narayana Suktam from Yajurveda, and then a question answer write up, The Essentials of Hindu Dharma. It is a TV interview. So that is edited and put there. And the entire editorial effort is by Srimati Jai Sri Ramakrishna, who is in our midst. And the commentary is of course by myself, and published by Brahma Vidya Kutir, Sikandrabad. And the financial support is there. Anyway, the point is, it is published in loving memory of Sheetal Parekh, Marlboro, New Jersey. So, the dear daughter of our Prabodh Parekh and Lavanya. So, in her memory, this is published. So, we have printed that also, for memory, a small memory. So, that is this is an offering of Shraddha from my side, and of course from the other people who are involved in its preparation, like Jai Sri Ramakrishnan and others who made the printing so nice. And then from the side of Sri Prabodh Pare and Srimati Lavanya. And so it's a an offering of Shraddha to the departed soul. Generally, we have to understand that when a soul comes into this world, it comes from Ishvara. And when the soul departs, it goes back to Ishvara. So that way we have to understand. This is the darshanic vision, the vision of the darshanas. In a different context, in the vision of the Puranas, it may be described in a different way. But we are darshana people here. We do respect Purana, but when it comes to a vision, we side with the darshana, the philosophy. And therefore, so it's an offering to Ishvara. When we say it is in memory of Shetal Parekh, it means it is an offering to Ishvara. So that is about this book. So now I offer a few copies to Shri Prabodh Parekh. Yeah. And Srimati Lavanya also.
Thank you.
So the rest of the copies I will give you later. And what else about this book before I proceed to the next item? I should not feel that I have forgotten to mention one or the other. Just on behalf of all of Sri Swamiji's students, okay. It is published in Secunderabad by a friend of mine who is the printer and all that. Oh, Shubham. That is about that book. Raghunath has come?
Yes.
Ah, you are here. Okay.
Then another small item.
Now, if you look at that figure there, Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. And then I will show you another figure. So this is the figure. You can compare now. It's a Telugu book, a second book release. So in India, in Telugu, there was a movie, long, long years back movie in 1960s. The name of the movie was Uddante Dabbu. Means the person says, I don't want any more money, but he gets a lot more money. So similarly, Uddante Pustakam. I am not looking for more books. I said enough of the books. If it comes to a stop this moment, I will be glad about it. I am not going to feel sorry or missing or any such thing. But then they seem to be coming. So this is another book. So I am releasing two books at the same time. And the name of the book is Upadesha Saraha.
Oh.
Upadesha Saraha.
Not in English?
Not in English. It is in Telugu. Not everything in English. To make a book in English is not easy.
Why do you say that?
If you read Shraddha Mantra Prasam, you will know that. To make a book in English is not easy. It requires a lot more attention and effort, at least at the level of the mind. Typing may be same for both. The volume of typing remains the same. One page is typed here and one page is typed there. Typing doesn't make any difference. But the amount of mental effort that goes into English is a lot more. Whereas in Telugu, it is a smooth sailing, like cruising. So because Telugu happens to be the mother tongue, and more than the mother tongue, for me personally, I feel like Sanskrit is the mother tongue, not Telugu. Really. From the childhood, I studied more of Sanskrit than Telugu as a child. By the time I came to study Telugu classical literature, I was already young and into the middle age. Whereas Telugu, Sanskrit classical literature, we were studying from the kid level. Even before going to high school, we were studying Sanskrit. Therefore, sometimes we used to say proudly, Sanskrit is our mother tongue. Once I said it. Then my father and the teacher also told, no, you should not say like that. Sanskrit is not your mother tongue. Telugu is your mother tongue. You say correctly. Don't give a wrong impression. So like that they have scolded me. So the Telugu happens to be very close to Sanskrit. So when you are operating in Telugu, working in Telugu, it is as if you are working in Sanskrit. That too, the original is Sanskrit. You know, Upadesha Saraha is Sanskrit. All Vedantic literature is basically in Sanskrit. And when we translate, we take it from Sanskrit text only. Therefore, working in Telugu is like working in Sanskrit. And therefore, it is a very smooth thing. Need not search for words, search for expressions. You may not have a re-look at everything so closely, because that's why it is easier. Anyway, having said that, so this is Upadesha Saraha by Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. And I have provided a Telugu commentary. It is released in India already, in a small function. It is not released, sorry. It is going to be released on May 8th, on Shankara Jayanti day. In a colorful function it will be released. It is yet pending for release. Shraddha Mantra Pushpam is already released in a wonderful function. So, this book is a commentary on Upadesha Saraha. And it is collected, sankalanam, not editing, sankalanam, not sampadakatvam, but sankalanam by Srimati G. Ananta Lakshmi. It's a commentary in Telugu. And it is printed, and I took some help, not some help, a lot of help, from our friend Sri Raghunath Gudi. He is from New York. So thank you very much. And he mentioned to me one day, I have love for Upadesha Saraha and very great respect and love for Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. So I want you to do a book on Ramana Maharshi, on Upadesha Saraha or some other book of Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. So I said it is possible that it could be Upadesha Saraha itself. And so this is the book. And after looking at quite a few photographs, we have selected this photograph which is there. Because it looks, Ramana Bhagavan is very old, but in his looks he is not old. He looks fresh. He doesn't look old. In his face and in his looks, he looks fresh. Because the soul has no age. Age is of the body, not to the soul. So, in Upanishads, human life is compared with the flow of a river. So that example, that illustration has a lot of deep meaning in it. And one of the points of that meaning is that the soul has no age. Only the flow has age. When there is flow, the time becomes part of it. And so it is the flow of the mind. It is the flow of the body from one state to the other. Whereas the soul, the inner reality, whatever name you give to it, I don't want to directly use the word Atma, because Atma is Brahma, that is different. Even at a little lower level of looking at it, even as the inner reality, the inner individuality, the real individuality has no age. And so that is the impression you get by looking at him. And therefore, this is how I read it. And so we have selected this figure. People say it is very well printed, and then people say it reads quite well. That is what people said. And I have repeated what they have said. They say it flows, like a river it flows. It doesn't stop anywhere. It flows and flows and flows. You can put it there, and then again come back and read it. So it reads quite smooth and very happy reading. That is what people said to me. And so I am very happy to hear that. And Srimati G. Anantalakshmi has done a great job. And one of my friends, Sri Surya Narayana Garu, who is coming here, and he will be attending some of our satsangs now. And Sri Puppala Garu, he is my colleague and friend. And so they helped me in preparing this book. Now, one copy I have already given to Sri Ananta Narayana, and these 5 copies I am giving to Sri Raghunath Gudi. Please come. And then there is another book, Inner Growth Through Devotion. this book also I love to give. Even earlier book itself, I want to give it to Sri Raghunath Gudi, along with a copy of Shraddha Mantra Pushpa, so that he gets a complete set. Oh, that finishes that. Then, in our Pennsylvania area, quite a few students are studying Sanskrit. And Kalpesh is the convener of this group of Sanskrit, senior students of Sanskrit. They are studying some good Sanskrit. I can say a kind of medium level Sanskrit they are studying. And Vyakaranam and a little Sahityam also they are studying. Just having an entry into the literature, Sanskrit literature, in addition to the Sanskrit grammar. And then some Mimamsa, Purva Mimamsa also. They are making a wonderful effort, putting in a lot of enthusiasm into it and studying a group of 12 people. They are the future of Harshavidya Gurukulam, because even in a recent camp of 7 weeks, Kalpesh was the Sanskrit teacher. That establishes him as the future of Harshavidya Gurukulam. That is what I mean. And therefore, that group is always in my mind, because they will carry the torch forward. So I have a book to give to the Kalpesh. So this is very heavy, not easy to carry, but for me it is easy. You know why? Because I carry only books, except my personal items which are in my carry-on baggage. The two suitcases which I check in, they are filled with books only. Whatever the weight is allowed, they are filled with books. So therefore for me carrying is not at all difficult. This is Srimad Bhagavad Gita with Shankara Bhashya, and then with the commentary by Sri Bellankonda Ramaraya Kavi, Gita Bhashyarka Prakashaha. It is out of print. And in Hyderabad, we have a small group called Brahma Vidya Kutir. And this is the effort of that Brahma Vidya Kutir. And we have brought out that out of print book and made it available to students of serious study. So this is how the books look. Book looks inside the pages. This is how they look. You can see the Sanskrit verse below the Shankara Bhashyam, and a line, and below you have in smaller print the Vellangola Ramaraya Kavi's commentary. This is an invaluable book. When I teach Bhagavad Gita, I keep this book before me. I carry that heavy book. That is the old type. Out of print book it is. Now it is not available in that shape, whereas this is now made available in this shape. That's why I want to give this book to him. Just to say one more. There is a book called Chaturvarnya Bharata Sameeksha. A marvelous book it is. It is in Sanskrit. A Sanskrit book. It is printed in 1963 and its cost is 1 rupee. One rupee, 63 publication, and it is written in Sanskrit by a great scholar, saint and servant, Swami Maheshanandagiri. You must be hearing the name Maheshanandagiri Sanskrit Research Institute. So he is the Maheshanandagiri, one of the greatest scholars and servants of India. He is not only scholarship, that's why I add the word sage, like Mahatma, great Mahatma, with a great vision. His understanding of Sanskrit and Vedanta is amazing. You must have seen the books Rigveda Upanishad, Rigveda Shatakam, Samhita Upanishad Shatakam, Yajurveda Samhita Upanishad Shatakam, like that 4 books are there. Those were written by him. He is an authority in Vedic hymns and of course in Vedanta. He wrote this book, Chaturvarnya Bharata Sameeksha. He is a very, very forward-thinking Mahatma. In Sanskrit, he wrote this book, and even scholars bow their head in reverence to the way he presents things. I have said enough, so I give a copy to our Kalpesh. And some of you may wonder, what about a copy to me? I'll bring next time. Because my suitcase was already filled with weight by the time I brought some of these things. I'll bring it next time. From there, and it is the arrangement made by Brahma Vidya Kutir. That mukha is made available by Brahma Vidya Kutir only. Because we brought it out from the archives and made it available to the students of Sanskrit. Only Sanskrit, those who know Sanskrit quite well, will be able to read it. That's why you have to give it cautiously, selectively. Otherwise, they will keep it aside. Then one more small item. This is the same book. Bhagavad Gita, Shankara Bhashya with Bellankonda Ramarai Kavi. I found among that group of students in Pennsylvania, our Prasanna, she can really make use of it and she can enjoy it. So I request her. She knows Sanskrit very well. She is studying Sanskrit seriously, and so she will make use of it.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And you may wonder, what about a copy for me? Copies are available in India. You can see it is some 4-5 pages book it is. If anybody wants a copy in India, in Hyderabad, if they can contact me, I will happily give a copy immediately. But I will say only those of you who know deep Sanskrit may take it. Otherwise it is so heavy. You may not enjoy it at all. One sentence also you cannot make. For the Sanskrit, if you want only Shankara Bhashya, which you should have, you don't go for this book. You go for Gita Pras book. That is available everywhere. You don't need this book. If you know Sanskrit very well, you can read Sanskrit thoroughly, then only you should go for that book. I will give some more copies.
Swamiji, in this book, Ramaraya has commented. It's his commentary on
Bhashyam. It is called Bhashyarka Prakasha. The light of the effulgence of the sun, which is the Bhashya. Bhashya is the sun, and this commentary is its effulgence. That is the name. And I will bring, in fact, Prasanna was asking me that we should get some 5-6 books and put them in our bookstore. So I made arrangement for 5-6 books. So they are sitting with me. But I could bring only 2. My bag, you know, weight. I have a machine there. I have the scale, and I put on the scale and see how much weight it is. So I will bring some more books next time. Maybe I will send directly to the ashram. At least 3-4 copies, they will be there. That finishes that.
Swamiji, when they speak of Anandagiri's tikka, is it this Anandagiri they mean?
No, this has no Anandagiri tikka.
No, not this book. I mean the other one that...
This is Maheshagiri. Maheshanandagiri. Not Anandagiri.
Not that Anandagiri.
No, no.
That is different.
Yeah, that is different.
Is there an English version of this book, sir?
No. It is not easy to make it into English. First, he must be a scholar of Sanskrit and Vedanta. And then he should sit and put it into English.
I know one person.
Some more sound.
That's difficult. I think it is Max.
That is the Max. Yeah. Okay.
So is it very difficult to hear? Then we can
hear
bring
everybody
it.
In the back. Can you hear?
Can you bring it a little bit closer to you?
Yeah, they can hear that.
But
now it's better.
I have an extension cord. We can put it there.
No, I'm not talking about that.
No.
They will all be able to hear.
Okay.
I'm talking about my comfort.
Okay.
Because the hearing will not be a problem at all.
Okay.
For me, I felt that a little more high. Now it is better.
Yeah.
As I keep it nearer.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. Now you can start recording.
Yeah, we started a
little.
Oh, so let me just
started,
stop
then
and
started.
Then let me just start.
You make another 5. This also make another 5 for me. Also. Can you make another 5 so that it will be clean?
Yes.
So that later when you want to do some editing exercise, it will be clean.